Like it or not, we have to live with the consequences of the choices that we make. So on that basis, I don't know about you, but I'd like to make the best choices that I possibly can. Good choices, most times, yield good outcomes. Not always, of course. Sometimes other people don't like it when we make good choices. I'm sure you've experienced that. Sometimes unpredictable things happen to rob us of the good consequences that should have resulted from our good choices. It's just the way it goes sometimes. But most of the time, good choices lead to good consequences, and bad choices lead to bad consequences. And as much as we may wish that it weren't true, sometimes we don't have what it takes to make the good choice, to take the high road. Maybe it's because of our own blind spots, or because we're tired, or we don't have all the information, or our emotions lead us in the wrong direction. There are plenty of times in my life when I don't have what it takes to make the best choice. It intrigues me that even Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of the whole universe, found himself in that place on more than one occasion. Because when he became a man, he laid aside his glory and his power and became just like you and me. So he had a big decision to make. Out of all those who'd been following him, who would he include in his inner circle? Those who ultimately would go on to build this fledgling thing called the church when his business on this earth was done. Big decisions with huge ramifications there in choosing those 12, remembering that one of them was destined to betray him. So how did Jesus handle it? Luke chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Now, during those days, he went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles. He involved God. I mean, seriously, all night he called out to his Father in heaven, sat and listened and received the guidance he needed to make the right choices, God's choices. Think about it. God sits above all. He sees all. He knows all. And above all, he loves you more than words can say. You and I do have to live with the consequences of the choices we make. So why wouldn't we involve God in them? I can't tell you the number of times that the answers have come to me just in the next passage of the Bible that I was due to read, or just waiting quietly on God in the early morning. God loves you. He wants to be involved in your life, and he's waiting right now to help you make the best choices. And that's God's word, fresh for you today.